Nation 7, we see that there's going to be a people of every tribe, nation, tongue, language, and people group around the throne worshiping the King of Kings and the Lamb. And I get a little taste of that with the multilingual worship, and it's always warming to my heart, so I appreciate that. I want to just stop and thank all of you who have been my prayer warriors for the last, the last year or so with my back injury. The last few months have been better, and I've been able to make some progress and feel better. So I thank you for that, and just really appreciate your support and prayers over the last year or so in that regard, for that continues. So I'm excited today. Today is the first Sunday of a new sermon series that Zechariah Brown and I are going to be walking through, and that is through the book of Psalms. We are going to preach through the book. We're not going to hit every single psalm in the book, just for sake of time, 150 chapters. And, you know, as glorious as every psalm is, and they are, we're going to just be kind of walking through and picking out some selected psalms and preach through them over the next, we'll see how long it goes, but at least probably through the summer and the beginning of the fall. Okay. So really excited for that. Today we're going to look at Psalm 1, titled this message, True Blessedness. We're going to talk about really what it means to be blessed, what it means to live a blessed life. There's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of different answers that people give on what it means to be blessed, to be happy, to be joyful. And I want to look at what does the Bible teach us about how we can be blessed and to know that we're walking in the blessing of the Lord. And so that's what we'll spend our time with today. I want to go ahead and read our text. Before I do, the subtitle of the series is called Extol Him. And that's really what I want to do. That's what Zechariah and I want to do. We want to extol the Lord in this sermon series. We want to lift Him high and give Him praise and glory through our observations through the Psalms. And that's what we're after as we go forward today. So, we're going to walk through the six verses here. I'm going to read them and then we'll pray. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Let's pray over our text. Heavenly Father, thank you again for this beautiful morning. Thank you for your praise and your glory and the honor that is due to you. I just echo the prayers that have already been lifted up to you this morning, Lord, that you might be just exalted on high for the redemption that you have secured through the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, I just pray for your Holy Spirit to minister to our hearts and our minds and our souls today, that we would draw close to you, that we would be attentive and focused on your word, and that we would be spurred along and encouraged in the gospel and in the faith. I pray, Lord, for all who may be listening online or may listen to this message at a later time, Lord, that you would be moving in their hearts as well, Lord God. So, Lord, help us to see clearly from your text today, and help me to clearly articulate truth to these people, Lord God, and that all of us would be encouraged in you. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So the big question I want to introduce our time with today is the simple question of what does it mean to live a blessed life? Again, as I said earlier, if I took a poll and walked along the streets of Dayton and started polling people randomly at what it looked like to live a blessed life, undoubtedly we would receive a multitude of answers. Some would say that, well, to live a blessed life, it just means to be financially secure, to be making a lot of money, to be set away in good retirement, and to have financial confidence in the future, undoubtedly we would receive that answer. Other answers that we might receive in our culture today would be, well, you know, to live a blessed life means to be materially set. It means to have what I want, to live where I want, to drive what I want, to be with who I want, and to do what I want. And so that's certainly an answer that one would receive. Maybe some of our younger generation might say, well, to live a blessed life, it means to live a life of influence. It means to live a life of social media stardom and TikTok and Facebook and Instagram stardom, and to have a lot of followers and get a lot of likes and have a lot of reposts and shares and to have my platform broadcasted out to many. They might know me and know what I'm about. Some might say that is a blessed life. Others may say simply that maybe it's not money for them, it may not be possessions for them, but maybe it's just a life of a trouble-free, an anxiety-free life. A life with no drama, a life with no trouble, a life free of challenges, and full of just peace and order. And that's a blessed life for me. And so it's very important, brothers and sisters and ladies and gentlemen, that we answer this question biblically. We answer it well. So I believe that Psalm chapter 1 gives us some principles, gives us some insight into what it means to live a blessed life. Are there other portions of Scripture that speak into this? Absolutely. But I think Psalm chapter 1, at the very minimum, gives us a good, well-rounded, solid answer to this question. And that is the big idea for today. The big idea for today is thus: a blessed life is one that rejects the way of the wicked and obeys the way of the righteous, found in the Word of God. I'll say that again. A blessed life is one that rejects, turns away, denounces, does not participate in the way of the wicked, and rather obeys the way of the righteous, found and contained in the Word of God. And that is what I hope we see today. Now, being our first message today in the book of Psalms, it is important that we spend at least a few moments talking about some background and introductory information. And so, there's so much that I could have put on here for Psalms, and I don't have time to get through all of it, but just kind of some high points for us. It is the most cited Old Testament book in the entire New Testament. 129 out of 150 Psalms are cited in the New Testament. So this is a book that had a high regard amongst the New Testament authors. A book that was regarded as the Word of God, as sovereign, as authoritative, as holy, as Spirit-inspired words of the Lord. We see multiple authors, yet one divine author in this book. We see David, Moses, Asaph, the sons of Korah, even Solomon is regarded as an author in some of these Psalms. But we know from the greater teaching of Scripture that the same Spirit, the same divine author, sovereignly ordained all those Scriptures behind the human authors, inspired them to write what they wrote. Most Psalms are really songs, that's what that word means, songs. Consisting of prayers and praises to God. Prayers and praises to God. These prayers come in the form of many different things. They come in forms of cries for deliverance for God's people, lamentations over one's own sin and over separation from God, or being outside the temple, outside the place of worship, confessions and prayers of repentance, imprecatory petitions, which are curses of upon the sinful, upon the wicked, because of the moral indignation that they are committing. Some of the praises we see in this book of Psalms come in the forms of worship, right? Worshipping the Lord in voice, worshipping the Lord in instrument. There's a multitude of different instruments that are referred to throughout this book. But it's not all it contains. It contains praises of thanksgiving, declarations about who God is, statements of truth, of who God is, historical accounting about what God did in through his rescuing his people through Egypt, and what God did in bringing his people out of captivity, Those are also some of the psalms that we're going to see. We see songs of prophecy as well. Songs that depict certain future events, describe certain future events and future works of salvation from the Lord. So that's contained in there as well. What about some key themes that we're going to see over and over again in the book of Psalms? Well, first of all, we see the big theme that Yahweh is king. Psalm 99:1 says that right off the rip. Yahweh is king. There's one God. This is a very, very explicitly monotheistic book, as the whole Bible is, of course, but specifically in the book of Psalms. There is one God. He is king. He is Lord. He is ruler over all. This same God has appointed a vice king on earth to rule in his place. And this is generally referred to as King David. But we also see some psalms, Psalm 2, Psalm 22, and others that are going to pick up on this theme. And they're actually going to portray a future vice king, a future son, as Psalm 2 would say, who will replace and rule finally and fully in the place of this king from Zion. And we know from the greater teaching of Scripture that that's going to be none other than Lord Jesus Christ. Additionally, we see that God's Word is powerful. God's Word is pure, and God's Word gives blessing to those who meditate on it. We're going to see that today in Psalm 1. We see that in Psalm chapter 19, Psalm 119, a very lengthy psalm that one is. But that is a huge theme in the book of Psalms. Additionally, as we go through the book of Psalms, we're going to see that the world can really be divided into two groups. Over and over and over again, the book of Psalms refers to the righteous and the wicked. The righteous and the wicked. The righteous living by the wisdom of God, and the wicked living by folly or foolishness. That's a key theme that we're going to see in our texts. Lastly, suffering, the theme of suffering, the theme of hardship, the theme of difficulty through life, trials and tribulations that the godly suffer, is not abnormal. And God sustains his people during these seasons. It's okay to cry out to God. It's okay to suffer. We will go through those times. We should not freak out and think that no one else in the history of the church or the people of God have ever gone through anything difficult. The book of Psalms speaks into that. The book of Psalms shows us that is not abnormal, and God is with us during those times. Structurally, the book can be divided into five different books. Psalms 1 through 41 constitute book 1, Psalms 42 through 72, book 2, Psalms 73 through 89, book 3, Psalms 90 through 106, book 4, and finally Psalms 107 through 150 are book 5. And these will be different headings that are in the original manuscripts kind of separate the book into a multitude of books. And so those are, we're going to see those and talk about those more as we go along. Okay. So how I want to walk through our message today. Okay. Again, the big idea, blessed life, is one that rejects the word, the way of the wicked, and obeys the way of the righteous, found in the Word of God. I want to give us five characteristics that we see from this text, five characteristics of both the way of the wicked and then five characteristics of the way of the righteous. Okay? And when I'm talking about the way of the wicked, the way of the righteous, what that is, it's the lifestyle, how we live our lives. It's not so much a street or a particular way. It's how you go about doing something, how you live your life, right? The way of the wicked. The wicked live their life in such a way is in one particular direction, and the righteous live their life in such a way that's in a different direction. And we should learn to avoid, right? We see Psalms, Proverbs, a lot of the wisdom literature is purposed for us to see what not to do, not just what to do, but what not to do. And so when I'm going through these first five, the way of the wicked, I want us to see, okay, we need to avoid these things. We should try to stay away from doing this because this is not going to characterize a man or a woman of God. And we should stay away from that. And on the flip side, when we go through the five characteristics of the way of the righteous, it should be something that we should embody, things that we should mimic and imitate and live out and try to have in our lives, contain in our lives to move forward.
Okay.
A few other points. Psalm 1 is considered the gateway to the entire book of the of Psalms. It should be read with Psalm 1 and 2 together. I think Zechariah is going to preach Psalm 2 next. But the one reason we know this is that there's what's called a bookend or an inclusio at the beginning of Psalm chapter 1 and at the end of Psalm chapter 2. In Psalm 1:1, it says, "Blessed is the man." And if you look at Psalm 2:12, it says, "Blessed are all those who take refuge in him." And so what the author of these two psalms is doing here is he is setting up that these are how to live a blessed life. Okay, you want to be blessed, you want the true blessing of the Lord, it is contained in these two psalms, these bookends here of Psalms 1 and 2. All right? And so Psalm emphasizes godly obedience